614 here on the Q. Aaron Keck with you this evening on the Aaron Keck Show. We are live and local this hour and super live this hour because to help us out with local music, we've got Mad Crush, John, Joanna, Mark, Chuck, and Laura all together here in the studio from the band Mad Crush, madcrushband.com, the website. And they have just put out their debut self-titled album, which is terrific. So head online and check it out if you haven't already. You just heard one great song off of it. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. And that first song was terrific, so thanks a lot for that.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us how you all came together as a band. I know all of you come from different varied backgrounds. Y'all have been in some great bands in the past, so how did you all come together as one?
I'm going to take credit. This is John for for everything.
The first person
for
who speaks
everything.
Gets to take credit for all the good stuff and blame everyone else for the bad stuff.
Mark's all the bad stuff was because of Mark's.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah,
that's right.
We're kidding because he had a flat tire on the way in here and still made it.
Yeah,
which is why he's the boy wonder. Yeah. But I had had an idea of wanting to write songs that a man and a woman would sing back and forth to each other and have the songs build over time into larger stories. And I met Laura and had never played with a violinist before. And I used to be afraid of Chuck because he was like super cool and I was not. And Mark and I were in the Popes and Joanna came to a Hootenanny and sang. And I thought that could be somebody to sing with.
So, awesome. Yeah. Very cool. So how did the songs come together? Like you, I know, John, you love concept albums because I also listen to Moonbeams No Moss and we play some songs off of that one too. So
yeah, thanks,
you love the idea. So how does it work? Do the songs come first and then the concept, or did the concept first and then the songs, or how does it go?
With this one, honestly, I try to think of Joanna and myself as characters, and like if Joanna says to me, "Why are you trying to fix my problems? I don't need my problems fixed," then I'll start to think, "Yeah, one partner's always trying to fix problems. What's that about?" And then I'll write from there.
Awesome. Yeah. So are you the principal songwriter? Is it collaborative? How does it go?
Well, I bring in the structure of the songs, mm-hmm. and then everybody jumps in. So it's I'm in desperate need of their collaboration. So, yeah.
You have to say that because they're in the room with you, and Chuck is still and scary
also,
even now.
No, they. We all know it's true, and in fact, when we recorded the record, you know, the people we worked with remarked on how democratic things are, and that's. I'm old enough that I want to work with friends and have everybody happy with what we're doing. You know?
So the two, and Joanna come in on mm-hmm. this as well. So the two characters who are singing the songs to each other, are they consistent from song to song? Is it the two of you kind of coming out a little bit more, or are they separate characters?
How do you think?
I think we take on different aspects of different characters and ourselves. And I don't think it's a consistent necessarily across songs. Different aspects of relationship at different stages. And
yeah.
So different couples having their own issues and problems and working through them and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think of it as a set of stories, even though that can sound really ridiculous and pretentious, but it's like sort of like that. And so, yeah.
What's the response been? I mean, the album just came out recently, like within
two weeks ago.
Yeah. How long what has been the response for people who've listened to it?
The biggest response was Billboard magazine ran a nice piece about
us. Awesome.
So we'll take that. And yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, I hear good things because, you know, people are nice to me in person. I don't know what they're saying behind closed doors, but
so far, good. Yeah.
Yeah
no,
yeah,
it's, I mean, it's,
I mean, yeah, it's been kind of awesome actually to put something out in the world and have people respond to it. Yeah.
You know, it really is terrific stuff. And if y'all are listening out there, get online and visit madcrushband.com. Get more info about the band. You can listen to all the songs on the album. Get the album. It really is terrific. And it's 7 songs, right? So it's from start to finish. And it's really terrific. And it really does cover so many aspects of falling in love and being in love and trying to get through that relationship. How do you write a love song? What is the?
<Great question. laughs>
You sit down and you start to write, but there's nothing. It's universal and it's also really specific all at the same time.
I've actually never sat down and tried to do that mm-hmm. ever. Like I've tried to keep it way more specific. Like if somebody was pissed off at somebody else for you know, leaving up the toilet seat. Where would that go?
Right.
So if I get broad, I don't even know how bad that would get for me. So I try to keep it literal.
MadCrushBand.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to sing for you, play for you, Northern Lights, which is actually a less literal song.
You're right, actually. This is it. We'll go against everything we just said.
All right, go for it.
It goes like this.
Great stuff. We've got Mad Crush here in the studio. More from them coming up on the other side of the break as Live and Local continues. Stay with us, 623 here on the Hill.